Hello, this is futurist, author, keynote speaker Gerd Leonhardt in Basel, Switzerland, with a quick podcast on the future of training, learning and development and work and jobs. I've been looking at this issue quite a bit the last few weeks for various reasons. You'll find out later why. But it is amazing to see how learning and development has become a focus item in lots of big organizations because of anxiety about the future, because of future shock. And it has been said by somebody, I forgot who said that the learning curve is the earning curve now. And I think this is so true, because basically having the right people doing the right job, learning things correctly, and having leadership skills in the company has now become the number one reason for failure or for gains or success of companies. And I think this is something we're seeing pretty much across the board in all industries. Now, I think what is important to realize is there's a couple of key points about learning and training in the future. And one of them is that we clearly have the advent and the rise of machines as being teammates, which means, of course, smart software, digital assistants, artificial intelligence, and that's going to be absolutely a key point for efficiency in the companies, which means, of course, less jobs or other jobs, hopefully, which means that some jobs can be saved because of efficient machines. We're looking at things like bookkeeping, financial analysts, data compiling, file clerks, you know, all things like, for example, in law offices, we're going to find less paralegals because machines can do the research work. All these things will become important. And that means that human facilities and human skills and human agency will move up the food chain. Right? Up the food chain, meaning that we're moving to a place to where it's less about knowledge and data and information, and much more about synthesis, emphasis, empathy, I mean, and being able to connect patterns, pattern recognition, creativity, of course, disruption, intuition, you know, all those things that we previously have actually tried to get rid of in most employees because it was kind of in the way. Now we're looking for people who are lateral thinkers, who are global brainers, you know, who are people that fall outside of the traditional patterns, who question assumptions. And the second point is, I think that we're going to find many corporations, especially large ones, and many companies inventing new jobs. And this is absolutely crucial, because as we invent new jobs, also new business models or vice versa become possible. Take, for example, the job of the artificial intelligence supervisor or the intelligent software manager, you know, somebody who's in charge of those systems to teach them how to be powerful enough to help people do their job and to sort of support them, but not to be overpowering them and turning people into machines. Those kind of jobs will be invented in the future. There's things like pattern recognizers, and I sometimes call them meme scouts, you know, people who are finding out memes in society that could help companies invent their business models. Many of these things will become absolutely crucial, in my view, is to realize where people are going with their employment, what kind of skills they need in the future. The third point, of course, is leadership. And what does it mean, leadership? I think in the near future, clearly it's going to be about one topic. And I think, what's his name, Hegel said, not Hegel, the philosopher, but John Hegel, I think the author, he said that the job of a leader is not to create more followers, but to create more leaders. And I think this is another one of those crucial points to where we have to really think about what that means in organizations and how we can create structures where leaders can grow and come up with their own qualities and find their own way forward and not follow people too much in the sense of always copying them and agreeing with things and having more disagreements, having more unorthodoxy. And I think one company that has done this a lot is Richard Branson's company, Virgin. All his companies, I would say, you know, the 370 or so that he founded, the leadership has really been an interesting model because of what Richard does personally. So I think that is a huge topic. Now, the fourth and the last one, I think, for this podcast is going to be the entire discussion about what Asimov says about developing models for the future. He says, my goal is not to be a speed reader, but to be a speed understander. And I think this is something we can put as a header for HR, to be a speed understander. We want people in our organizations to understand things, not to just read them, not to just memorize them. And to understand things is what I refer to as observations and foresights, not predictions. And basically, everybody in the organization is now involved with foresights and observations and a kind of future casting, because the hard futures, which are the futures that will definitely happen, they are definitive, right? They are not to be discussed away or to be moved by some legal action or by the Nile, not a river in Egypt, by the way. So basically what we see here is the idea of, you know, people being speed understanders is a key motivation for learning and development departments, because how can people learn how to understand quicker? How can they deal with more complex environments? How can they deal with the VUCA, the volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity? How can that be made to happen in an organization? I think this is a key skill that we have to teach and to train, and that, of course, goes with leadership. Anybody who is going to be a great storyteller, a great understander, and a great leader, I think improves the organization by 100%. So let's wrap it up here. You'll hear more about me from the future, about the future of work and training and development, and thanks very much for tuning in. Bye.